Welcome to a special year-end episode of Reading the Bible Responsibly. I hope that you had a good Christmas. I hope that you and yours are safe and healthy. And now we're turning our attention to the new year and the accompanying New Year's resolutions. Many of you might be thinking about those. Some of you might already have some written down. I'm learning a lot about resolutions, especially about the habit kind of resolutions. I've had lots of failures. I'm recently beginning to have some successes. And I'm trying to be better at forming and keeping meaningful habits and to stop aimlessly spending my time. This episode features audio from a recent Facebook Live I did on my page. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. And the topic was 5 things I'm learning about building good habits. And so I want you to listen to this audio where I talk about 5 resources and books that I've read in the past year or two and what I've learned from them and how they might be helpful to you. And then we'll circle back around at the end of this episode and talk specifically about how we might apply these resources to the habit of reading Scripture. It's been hard for me to build sustainable habits that have been meaningful to me and have produced the results, the changes that I've wanted. So I kind of wanted to merge 2 worlds of mine. One is the world of productivity and habit building that is important to me. Another is the world of Bible reading and habits of being formed by Scripture. I just wanted to tell you some things I'm learning about forming habits. Maybe this is useful to you. I always appreciate it when people give me book recommendations. Many of you post things to your feeds, and I may not tell you, but I do read a lot of what my friends find helpful. And so I wanted to give you some things I've found helpful. I'm just trying to learn a lot about being a better habit, not just a habit thinker, but a habit doer. I've got lots of great habits I'd love to think about, but many of them are not lasting. Let me share with you 5 resources that have been helpful to me as I'm trying harder to build habits that form me into the kind of person that I want to be. So here are 5 resources. First one is a book called You Are Not Your Brain. It's by 2 doctors, Jeremy Schwartz and Rebecca Gladding. This is a lot about what's going on in your brain when you are performing bad habits or behaviors that you don't like. I don't think it's a super technical book, not a lot of neuroscience necessarily, but enough that was helpful to me. They talk a lot about kind of the cycle of negative thoughts we have, like I'm anxious, so I'm going to do this thing I shouldn't do to help me feel better about being anxious. But really what this book helped me understand is that bad habits are hardwired. The image they use is kind of like when you have tire tracks through dirt or through mud, and then the next set of tires just follows in that because the ruts are there and you sort of dip down in and it's actually hard to come out of that rut. And so when we have built bridges between, maybe unhealthy thoughts and unhealthy behaviors, when we've done that for a long time, we've created wiring in our brain so we just default to those unhealthy behaviors. And so we don't even think about it. It's just how our body goes into autopilot. So this book helped me realize that we've got to actually make new paths, and that's really hard. But I would recommend reading this book if you want to understand how to change your thinking about some of the habits that you have in order to form better habits. The second book that was helpful to me, and some of you have probably heard of this one, a pretty well-known book in the habit world by Charles Duhigg called The Power of Habit. A lot of people have read this and found it helpful. But Duhigg talks about the cycle of habits, and he helped me understand that the behavior is only part of a cycle. So this image here helps me understand what's going on with habits, that there's 3 parts. There's the cue, the response, and the reward. The cue is, kind of like the previous book mentioned, maybe a negative thought or a negative emotion that I'm having. And then the response is what I do, and then the reward is how I feel better after that response. And so you can see in that first graphic, the cue is, I'm feeling anxious or worried or tired. And so my response is, I'm going to medicate with, I think this looks like alcohol here. And then I will feel relieved. That's my reward. And Duhigg helped me understand that you can't change the cue, really. You're going to have these feelings. And you shouldn't change the reward. You're going to do whatever makes you feel better. A bad habit that doesn't give you the same a good habit that doesn't give you the same sort of reward as the bad habit did is destined to fail. So you have to find a routine that gives you the same good reward for the cue that you have. In other words, If your anxiety always causes you to medicate unhealthfully, maybe with a drink or food, and that makes you feel better, you've got to find another habit that gives you that same reward. Now, it might not at first, but in this graphic at the bottom right, you can see that maybe a better routine would be talking to a friend. So I'm feeling anxious. I'm going to call this person. And this person is always helpful to me. And I will feel the same kind of calm after talking to this person as I do when I medicate unhealthfully. So I think you should read this book if you want some tips on replacing bad habits with good habits and understanding what a good habit that has some lasting power might be. The third resource, you've probably heard of this one if you read anything in the self-help or productivity world. This is Atomic Habits by James Clear. And you can see the, I guess the subtitle there, or the text at the top of the book cover is Tiny Changes, Remarkable Results. Clear helped me see that, you know, listen, we can talk about lofty goals, but really what you got to do is work your system. And your system is going to keep producing the same results it's producing until you change the system, like the nuts and bolts. What's going on here? And so really, this is some practical tips on, you know, if we go to Duhigg's language, how do we replace the response? But really, what Duhigg helped me see is that small, consistent changes add up. Small, consistent changes add up. So yes, I can talk about what kind of person do I want to be, and then I'm going to cast tiny votes every day or every week for that kind of person. So if I want to be a kind of person who's, you know, rooted in Scripture, what kind of person would I be if I read Scripture faithfully for 15 minutes, 5 days a week? That seems reasonable, right? So, you know, what am I going to do with small changes that can add up, right? So I would suggest reading this book if you want inspiration and encouragement for adding small habits, right? If you want to change a habit, add a habit, and you need not just some theory, but just some encouragement that it actually makes a difference, you should read James Clear's Atomic Habits. The fourth resource is Michael Hyatt and Company's No Fail Habits. People that know me know that I'm a fan of Michael Hyatt's work and his company's work. I'm a user of their materials. I recently got certified in their Full Focus Planner methodology because it's been helpful to me, and maybe it can be helpful to others to learn their whole system for not just goal achievement, but, you know, just getting some control over how you're spending your time in your life, and then using that to build yourself into the kind of person that you'd like to be. I've been using their materials for 3 or 4 years now, and they've been helpful to me. This book from Michael and his company is called No Fail Habits. And this book has reminded me that habits on their own are hard, but if you build your habits into rituals, like a larger set of behaviors that happen consistently, that will set you up for success. So if Clear's book says, hey, don't just work on goals, but work on your systems, then Hyatt's book really has helped me understand how to work on my system. You can see, like, I use a paper planner. Some people can't believe that because I love technology, but I use technology. I use digital calendar management and task management. Their planner has just helped me put those in writing and achieve some things I've been trying to achieve, just the kind of person that I want to be. So if we talk about Scripture reading particularly, like for me, the way that I've been able to finally build this habit like I want to is to build it into a larger morning ritual. You have a morning ritual too. You might not know it, but you have behaviors that you do every morning. You get out of bed. Maybe you take a shower. You eat. You get the coffee ready. Whatever. You've got things in the morning. So I just kind of built this into what I was already doing, and I made it really easy. Like, I always think about, how can I give a gift to tomorrow morning Josh? Because I don't trust tomorrow morning Josh. Tomorrow morning Josh is tired. Tomorrow morning Josh doesn't really want to do anything except veg and drink coffee. But the night before, what if I laid out the Bible or whatever devotional guide I'm using to the page I need to start on? What if I put everything on the table? What if I set the coffee maker to have coffee ready when I'm up, and I put the mug out? And this is just a way to automate some of this stuff. And Hyatt talks about that in his book. How do you automate your habits so that you don't have to think in the moment, oh man, do I want to do this? Okay, what do I have to do to get this done? For me, it's like I can wake up and sit down at the table and get it done. I was grateful several months ago to be on my friend Cale Courtwright's podcast called How to Christian, and he asked me a lot about this as I was still figuring it out. I'll drop a link to that in the comments and in the show notes when we're finished with this live broadcast. So if you want to listen to more of me trying to work this out, you're welcome to do that. So I would read this book if you want some super practical tips for how to build habits, how to put them into your routine, and set yourself up for success. Here's the final resource I would recommend to you, Justin Whitmell Early's Habits of the Household. I really appreciated this author. He's written some earlier books on, I guess you would call them more personal habits, not only personal, but mainly geared toward yourself, maybe your spiritual community. But this is a dad in this book, really. That's his hat, writing about how he's tried to help his household form habits. So it's not all about like overtly super spiritual habits too. Like there's a chapter on screen time habits, which I know is really on the mind of a lot of parents, including myself. And so one way, I guess, that you can set yourself up for success in habits is to create family habits. So I'm not just doing this myself. We're doing this as a family. So what would screen time habits look like as a family? What would devotional habits look like as a family, right? Those sorts of things. So I would read this book if you have children and or you want help developing habits and routines to avoid unhealthy behavior. So in other words, I think Early's book is like a really good set of guardrails. Like here are some things that a lot of people don't want to do. So what habits could I do instead of that? Man, I've really appreciated his book. I'm not even quite finished with it, but I'm really grateful for it. And I can see some uses for it for my church community and other parents who are kind of in the same boat that I am. That's helpful to me because I think a lot about what kind of, not just what kind of person I want to be, but what kind of children I want my kids to grow up to be. So that's helpful to me as you think about forming family habits. I'm recording this video and gonna pull the audio from it and put it in an upcoming episode of my podcast, Reading the Bible Responsibly. I know many of you are subscribed to that, but if you're not, I'll drop a link down below. I'm just going to do an episode on habits, and I'm going to add some more specifically on building the habit of scripture reading. I'm going to talk about some resources for that, but I do have a blog post from a year ago that I wrote on 8 devotional guides for a great new year. And I'll drop that in the comments if you want to read some recommendations I have for reading plans or other devotional guides. Like if you're thinking about building a habit of quiet time or devotional reading or scripture reading, that sort of thing, I'm on this journey with you and have tried many things that haven't worked. And I'm just now getting around to some things that have. And so if those are helpful to you, then I'll be grateful. Well, that was the audio of my recent Facebook Live on 5 things I'm learning about habits. I hope that was helpful to you. I hope that you can check out one or two of those resources that sounded most interesting and useful to you. I just want to talk for a second specifically about building the habit of scripture reading. If we're going to read the Bible responsibly, we have to read the Bible. And I know many of us think about ways we can read scripture more often. And so just a couple of things I think about. First, pick a plan. Don't wake up every day and just try to open your Bible and hope that you'll find something useful. You either won't do it or you'll read scattershot and you won't feel really good about the results you get at the end. So pick a plan. There are plenty available. If you use the YouVersion app, there are Bible reading plans there. Have a plan. Number 2, it's okay if your plan doesn't involve every day and doesn't involve the whole Bible. So I love the idea of reading the Bible through in a year, and it'd be great if you wanted to try that. But the people who just start in Genesis often stop somewhere around Leviticus or Numbers and get discouraged. So I'd rather you be in Scripture often and consistently than arbitrarily just try to read through the whole Bible, especially if you're just beginning a habit. So pick a plan that involves the number of days a week you feel you can realistically read, and read sections of Scripture you will want to read. It's okay to start with the Gospels rather than Genesis. It's okay to be mainly in the New Testament than the Old. Now, not exclusively in the New Testament, but mainly, right? Don't set yourself up for failure. Number three, remember that individual scripture reading is important, but so is scripture reading in community. So we have sort of lifted up this idea of quiet time where we have no one around us and we meditate on scripture. I love that, and I hope that you will do it. But just remember that our own individual wisdom often falls short, and it is helpful to have other Christians around us reading scripture with us so that we can check each other, we can ask each other questions, and we learn from each other. So scripture is meant to be read not just individually, but in community. The final thing I would say is any habit you make to read scripture will make you into a better person. Whatever time you spend in the Word regularly will be helpful to you, so you don't have to set some unachievable goal just because somebody told you you should read through the whole Bible in 1 year or that you should spend 30 minutes every day reading scripture. You know yourself, you know your schedule. Now, you may have to reduce some other activities that are less helpful, and that's okay. That's good. You should replace those things. But whatever time you spend in scripture will be helpful to you and will, we hope, make you a more faithful follower of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for continuing to listen to this podcast. It's been great fun in 2021 to bring this to you and to hear from you. We're going to keep going in 2022. Keep letting me know if there are things you want me to address or topics we could explore or questions that you have. For now, make sure and check out the show notes. I've linked to my live video where the audio was included in this podcast. I've linked to a recent podcast I did with Cale Courtwright where I talked about my process in forming spiritual habits. And I've also linked to a blog post from last year where I've just talked about 8 daily devotionals for a great new year. If you're looking for something to aid you in a responsible scripture reading plan, those are just some recommendations I have. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you continue to let me know that you're listening, and I hope that you have a great new year.